T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hard to believe it has been a week since the riots at the U.S. Capitol, and today there's another impeachment vote that was set. We may have some answers on it by the end of the day. Today we'll see how the votes go. But we learned a lot. Some things came out of a news conference with Capitol Police yesterday. Lots been going on in the last week. And back on the phone with us here, we talked to him last week, Michael Tabman, former expert with the FBI and knows a lot about the national security issues. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
Well, yeah, Michael, where do we begin with this? I mean, there's so many things to cover here. Not only what's happened, I guess where we should start is what's going on in the weeks since then, because there have been several arrests. There's a dragnet that's been put out. The FBI has announced that they may arrest hundreds of people behind all of this. Just take us inside that investigation as it goes on and describe a little bit about what you think the tactics are that they're using to try to find out who these people are, where they are, and what they might be guilty of.
This is an extensive investigation, and I think the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office made that pretty clear in the press conference the other day. The people they're arresting now are sort of what we call, you know, the low-hanging fruit, people they could arrest for trespass and other less violent or less serious crimes, but that's only to get them in custody, get them identified, and get them talking, because most of them will cooperate. So that's going to be where a lot of the information comes from. If we remember, one of the first things the FBI did to help the investigation is they turned to social media, and they put out all these pictures of these people who are involved. And that is going to bring in many, many, many tips. I would say this time the amount of tips that are positive as opposed to a false lead will be much higher than the past. This is not sort of that, you know, grainy photo of a bank robber just being flashed around locally as we see often. These are clear shots of people. They're being broadcast nationwide. People are going to know them, and people who are horrified by what happened are going to turn them in.
Just as an extension of that, I mean, we saw this morning there was a guy who put out a picture of himself inside the Capitol building next to his wanted notice from the FBI and told everybody on Twitter, "I'm wanted by the FBI." If criminals were smart, Michael, would the FBI's job be harder?
Yes, it is. It would be. Yes, you are correct. They've produced all the evidence that's going to be used against them. But again, that goes to their motivation. What are they trying to prove? Are they really in this for some greater good, or are they in this because they're just getting swept up in the excitement and saying, "Look at me"? So just that tells us something about the type of people who are attracted to this type of activity that was so destructive, violent, and illegal. So we're going to bring them in. We're going to learn more as we interview people. The FBI, if they're not already, I'm sure they're serving subpoenas on people's electronic communications. They're seizing people's computers, and they're tracking cell phone traffic and texting. They're going to piece together a conspiracy, who was doing what with whom. And then they're going to bring these charges, and the U.S. attorney, I hope, as he said, will look for those charges of insurrection and rebellion that carry 20-year sentences. We have felony murder because of the death of Capitol Police. And those charges have to be brought. As serious as they are, we must send a very clear message that this won't be tolerated, and hopefully this will serve as a deterrence for anyone who's thinking about doing this in the future for this very unworthy and lost cause.
Michael, to the extent that you can, give me insight into the relationship between Capitol Police and the FBI and DC leaders and the Defense Department. And the reason I ask is because some of the things that we've heard about in the last week were Capitol Police saying whatever information the federal government had about the potential of this happening, we didn't get. So what are the dynamics of that relationship like?
The relationship with the FBI and all law enforcement is very cooperative these days. It was cooperative before 9/11, not without problems. I worked in narcotics years ago, and I can tell you we were always banging heads with DEA. But generally, and since 9/11, we've had a close working relationship. The technology that's improved, where we could share communications and information very quickly, has improved. It's there. Now, I would say on a daily basis in the FBI, I never interacted with the Capitol Police, even during a couple of tours in D.C. But we still have open communications with them because we know the important role they play. In terms of what the FBI knew and when they knew it and how did they disseminate it, I think the FBI agent carefully sidestepped that the other day in his press conference. So we're probably not sure what specific information the FBI had, because they don't want to send out generic information that's not based on reliable sources. So we want to know how specific it was, and did they share it, and how did they share it? Was it high level to high level? And did the other agency pass it along? But clearly, when something like this happens, you're going to see some face-saving finger-pointing. So we don't really know where that breakdown was. We will find out eventually.
As we look ahead, and we can talk about the security aspect of it in a minute, but as we look ahead to the next week or so and to the inauguration and the days just leading up to it, there's already been talk, and in fact, the FBI has announced that they're expecting more demonstrations and more possible insurrection events at all 50 state capitals and in Washington, D.C. So it's one thing to shut down the social media sites of some of these people who have been talking to each other, but if you do that, do you risk losing track of them as they're planning something for next week?
Well, I think at this point, after what had happened, they're going to revert to more secure communications. We know there's applications that have the encryption and the FBI can't monitor. I think if they're planning any criminal activity, they'll know better this time not to put that on social media. So they'll become a little more sub rosa in their activities. However, what I'm hoping is that, again, the fact that these people are being arrested and serious charges are being considered, and now we are on notice and will be out there in force, I imagine, and I'm hoping that serves as a deterrent to those who might be thinking of doing this.
Are you at all surprised by the nature of some of the people that they have arrested, in that some of these suspects, and John just referenced one, seem kind of proud of what they did and thinking they were above the law and showing it off on social media like they would never be arrested? Are you surprised at that?
No, I'm not, because we've seen this kind of things before. One, you have these people who are somewhat, I don't know, disaffected, somewhere they need to fill something in their lives. They're looking to express this rage. They're looking to show this involvement that they're important. And we also talk about the dog whistle. But we would talk about that historically if you think back when ISIS was attracting people through their social media. And we say it only takes one person to hear that message they want to hear. Unfortunately, the President of the United States has a much bigger platform and has a bully pulpit. He's a very convincing speaker. And we know the power of his words to his followers. So these followers who now are acting, not just because they think they have a sense of purpose, but they think they are acting with the backing of the President of the United States. So there's a whole lot of arrogance that's going to come along with their activity.
So, as we look forward to the security aspects of the next week or so, they've already built the hardened fences around the Capitol building. They're already doing what they can to reinforce things there. And I'm sure that the manpower is going to be much, much greater than it was a week ago. On the other hand, if you're talking about the state capitals, Jefferson City, Topeka, Tallahassee, Albany, you know, Providence, these are all different places with different kinds of situations, different layouts of their capitol buildings. What would you, if you were talking to the governors of all of these states, what would you be telling them to do?
Okay, in every field office in the FBI, we're manned by what we call the Joint Terrorist Task Forces. Those were all stood up and required in every office right after 9/11. So since this occurred, and especially since that information has come out, I can assure you that in every field office, the Joint Terrorist Task Force leadership, which would be the leadership of the FBI, and the leadership of all the local and state police departments are sitting around that table, and they are planning how to address the threat. They're coordinating, they're coming up with contingency plans, and they're going to be there to support each other in the event such a threat occurs in their jurisdiction.
One of the other things that came out a little bit was Airbnb. And maybe this, I don't know why this surprised me so much, but a company like Airbnb came out this morning and said, we're canceling all of our reservations in D.C. for the inauguration. What does that say to you?
It tells us that people have looked at what happened at the Capitol. They were horrified, and business is willing to risk their own best interest to ensure that they are not participating in this happening again. I think that's a good sign of the responsibility some Americans are taking to protect each other.
Well, Michael, as always, we appreciate the information so much. It's great to get an inside look at how law enforcement and the FBI specifically view things like this. I am curious. I know in addition to all of the other consulting work and everything else you do, you're also a novelist. You've written crime novels. So is there one in what you're seeing happen right now?
Well, thank you for asking that. An author always appreciates that opportunity. But since you gave me the opening, yes, I have two novels. One is Midnight Sin, which is premised upon my years in the police department pursuing a serial rapist. And the other one is Bad Intent, which is premised upon my years on the FBI NYPD drug task force during the years of Pablo Escobar.
So you're going to be writing about this then?
This may be my next novel, yes.
All right. We'll be on the lookout for it.
All right. Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.